Let's kick things off first with college basketball because I have a few plays that I like on the card. Let's start with Colorado and Iowa State. I want to get the most updated number here as I mess around with the tabs. Cyclones laying 17.5. Total's 152.5 in this game. Ooh, 152.5 is a little bit low there. I just bet a one, under 153. I believe it's Caesars. Look, Colorado comes in on a five-game skid. Iowa State's won their last two after suffering their first two losses of the year at Kansas City and Cincinnati back-to-back. Iowa State's a team that can defend, man. Absolutely elite defensively. They shoot the three ball well. Great from two on top of that. Really good offensive team. Really balanced team. That's had a lot of marquee wins along the season, despite those two losses most recently. I just think this is a spot with such a big point spread. Colorado on the road, I don't think they can hang, and I think at some point Iowa State calls off the dogs. Because of that, when there's a big point spread, I like to look to unders if I don't want to lay it, but I'd also consider laying it. I think Iowa State just absolutely hammers Colorado here, even though I think Colorado has some respectable components to their metrics. Tad Boyle is 46-73 against the spread as a road dog, 99-66 to the under. I'll give him credit, though. As a road dog of 12.5-18, he is 10-5 against the spread, but still 11-4 to the under. TJ Otzelberger, 7-4 covering the number, 8-3 to the under as a home favorite of 12.5-18. Otzelberger also 70-44 to the under, taking on teams that commit less than 14 turnovers per game, which is what Colorado is. Give me the under, 153. In Iowa State and Colorado. Let's go to the Big Ten as Washington's going to Illinois. And a good nugget from Wes Reynolds earlier in the show is Illinois is in a look-ahead spot. I believe it's Nebraska coming up next for the Illini. By the way, just want to add, we're betting Illinois to win the title today. I just saw 15-1 at Circa. DraftKings has 17-1. It's going to be somewhere in that range. But it's the number one offense. They're winning without their number two scorer on the season. Right now with Boswell out of the lineup, they have depth, they have size, they have three-point shooting, they can go and get it with anyone. They have some veterans who've been through it before. I think Illinois has got all the pieces to make a Final Four run. You can get them about plus 380 to make the Final Four. I like them. Yep, they have Nebraska on the road in Lincoln coming up after this game against Washington. Number right now, I'm looking at 13 at some shops, 12.5 though at DraftKings. Total's 153.5. Huskies come into this one ending a three-game losing streak with a win against Oregon. Illinois is coming off a six-point win at Purdue, which is huge. Does feel like a bit of a letdown. Nine-game winning streak for the Illini here. Danny Sprinkle for Washington, 10-6 to the over as a road dog, 7-8 against the spread. He's 12-7 to the under, though, this year. Brad Underwood, just 7-12 against the spread as a home favorite of 12.5-18, but he's 12-8 to the under in that role. He's also 40-30 against the spread in January. I'm not great at laying the wood. I'm not great at betting big favorites here, but I do kind of like Illinois, even though it's a look-ahead spot, but I'm going to avoid that. I'm going to go under 153.5 in this game because I like doing that when there's a big point spread, and I like the favorite, and I just think Illinois controls this game, and I'm not sure Washington can really hang offensively. They're not good shooting the three. They're mediocre from two, and Illinois at some point will have such a big lead, I don't think they're going to have to do very much the rest of the way. Now, I need to release a letter, an official statement here, because I am unretiring from my retirement of betting on Penn State basketball. They've let me down a lot this year. I've been on the wrong side of them. So take that for what it's worth. If you're listening to my voice, I have been wrong about Penn State basketball. After getting them right against Michigan State a couple months ago, I have been wrong about them probably five more times trying to take them as underdogs. They're on a seven-game losing streak. They're off a loss at Ohio State. Taking on a Northwestern team on the road here. So I'm going to take the 8.5, though, with Penn State. It may be wrong. It may be right. We'll find out. But Mike Rhodes as an underdog traditionally does pretty well. The number's 8.5. Total's 149.5. You've got Northwestern, who's lost 6 of 7. They're off a seven-point loss to UCLA, who's another team I swore off betting, although maybe I have to reconsider that with the way they played at Oregon on Wednesday night. But Penn State, like numerically, offensively, not horrible. The problem is the defense is so bad. But at the same point in time, I'm not blown away by the Northwestern offense that can't shoot it from beyond the arc. Chris Collins is only 13-14 against the spread as a home favorite of 6.5-12. He's 15-11 to the under. The role of being a big favorite like this for Northwestern in conference doesn't really happen all that much. Mike Rhodes, 9-4 against the spread, 8-6 to the under as a road dog of 6.5-12. Mike Rhodes is also 20-13 against the spread, coming off of a loss in Big Ten play. I'm taking Penn State, but take it for what it's worth. I've been wrong about them a lot this year. And then finally, I don't have an official play on this game, but I do lean Memphis, who's hosting Florida Atlantic. Number's 2.5. Your total's 151.5. FAU's 1-5-6. They're off a loss to South Florida. Memphis is off back-to-back losses to Tulsa and Wichita State. You look at some of the metrics here. Memphis is so bad offensively, yet they're favored. I think that tells you something. The book believes in them here. FAU's coach, John Jakus, only 4-11 covering the number as an underdog there. Penny Hardaway, 16-6 against the spread as a home favorite of 6 or less. I'd consider laying it with Memphis, but I don't have enough to get there myself. If I bet it, I'd go money line, but that's already up to minus 148, up from like $1.35 when the show started. So just something to think about there. Let's go over to the NBA now, looking at the Thursday card. Not a ton of injury news for us to find plays off of here, but let's begin with the Kings and the 76ers. We are looking at an 11.5-point spread. Total's 228.5. Right now, Joel Embiid's probable. Paul George is probable. Zach LaVine's off the injury report. Russell Westbrook listed as questionable. Malik Monk listed as questionable here for this matchup. So I like Joel Embiid. I'm probably not going to get there because I just don't trust him. Kind of like his points over 29.5 in this game. If I was going to do anything, I actually might lay the wood with Philly if they're at full strength. I just think they blow Sacramento out. It's a bad matchup for them. All right, next one here. Bucks are at the Wizards. Milwaukee's a 2.5-point road favorite. Total's 224.5. I kind of don't hate Washington catching 2.5, but it's such a short number for them. Washington can be pesky, especially as a home dog. Again, but it's a really low number. Instead, we're going to go with a couple player props because there's good matchups. Trey Johnson taking on this Milwaukee team that allows the fourth most points, ninth most assists, eighth most rebounds to point guards. Let's go over 32.5 PRA on Trey Johnson. And on the other side, there is no Giannis in the lineup for Milwaukee. Kyle Kuzma's not on the injury report. He should play. Alex Sarr for Washington listed as questionable. But I think Ryan Rollins, who's going to run this offense and get way more shots up, I like him to go over 35.5 PRA. He had 36 last game without Giannis. Washington allows the sixth most rebounds and assists to point guards. If you just wanted to isolate his over rebounds and assists, I don't hate that either. Next game we're going to look at here. Oh, I'm sorry. For that Sacramento-Philly game, I also have one more play. Precious Achiuwa. We're going over 5.5 rebounds. It's plus money. I want to say it was like plus 108, something like that. Philly allows the second most rebounds to opposing power forwards. So that is that. The next play we're going to look at is Detroit laying 4.5 on the road at Phoenix. Total's 215.5. I kind of like Phoenix here, even without Devin Booker. They're great at covering the number under Jordan Ott this season. Detroit, I don't love them in the favorite role. I prefer them in the underdog role. I prefer them at home. They're definitely the better team, but I think Phoenix can cover this. They're pretty pesky. Total's low at 215.5. So this may be a dicey proposition. This guy was ruled out last game, Colin Gillespie. But I like him to go over 23.5 PRA. When Booker's out of the lineup, he does a lot more work here. I don't really love the matchup for Dylan Brooks, who I really only like to isolate as a points getter. So I think that Gillespie or Grayson Allen would be the way I'd look. But I like Gillespie a little bit better against Detroit. So I'm going over 23.5 PRA for one Gillespie and the Phoenix Suns. Waiting on a little bit more injury news. I know that Brown and Gordon are going to be out for the Nuggets against the Nets. I'd consider looking at some of those bench pieces for the Nuggets in this matchup. The problem is, with the blowout, you don't know how aggressive they're going to be late and how much some of these starters are going to play as well, which is why I'm a little hesitant to look at a Peyton Watson potentially. If you like Michael Porter Jr. in a revenge role, his points prop is set at 25.5, but points would be the only way that I would bet on him. Jalen Pickett over on his either 8.5 points or his PRA. I don't hate that for Denver in this spot because he might end up having to play the rest of the game. So I'll have more picks up at VSiN.com/picks as more injury news comes out throughout the day.